Proverbs 7. A prostitute's trap. My child, remember what I say. Treasure up my commands within you. Obey my commands, and you will live. Protect my teaching as you would protect your own eyes. Remind yourself of them. Record them in your mind as if it were on a tablet. Say to wisdom, "You are my sister." Make understanding a member of your family. Wisdom and understanding will keep you away from the sexually immoral woman, from the unfaithful wife and her seductive words. One day, I was at the window of my house. I looked out through the curtains. I saw some foolish men. I especially noticed one young man who had no sense at all. He was strolling down the street near the corner where the immoral woman lived. He was walking down the way that led to her house. It was the twilight of the evening. It was just starting to get dark. Then look, the woman approached him. She was dressed seductively, like a whore. She was planning to lure him. She was a brash and defiant woman. She never stayed at home. She was always out in the streets or in the city square. She was always waiting around on every street corner. She grabbed that young man and kissed him. Without shame, she said to him, "I have already given my peace offering. I have just kept my special vows. So now I have come out to meet you. I have been looking for you, and I have found you. I have covered my bed with colored linen sheets from Egypt. I have made my bed smell sweet with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come on, let's make love until morning. Let us enjoy each other's caresses. My husband is not at home. He has gone away on a long trip. He took plenty of money with him, and he won't be home until later this month." So by her seductive words she persuaded him. By her pleasing words she led him into doing wrong. Immediately he followed her. He was like an ox being led to the butcher. He was like a deer caught in a trap. But suddenly an arrow sliced through his liver. He was like a bird flying into a trap. He did not know that what he was doing would kill him. Now, my sons, listen to me. Pay attention to what I say. Don't let yourself be tricked by such a woman. Don't stray into her paths of sin. She has ruined many good men. Numerous men have died because of her. Going to her house is like taking the road to death. That path leads down to the inner rooms of death.